or some underwear roast, an omelet of hats, and some crispy cardboard toast, a thick malted milk made from pencils and daisies, and that's what I'd eat if the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd wear? A chocolate suit and a tie of eclair, some marshmallow earmuffs, some licorice shoes, and I'd read a paper of peppermint news. I'd call the boys Susie, I'd call the girls Harry. I'd talk through my ears, and I always would carry a paper umbrella for when it grew hazy to keep in the rain. If the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd do? I'd walk on the ocean and swim in my shoe. I'd fly through the ground and I'd skip down the air. I'd run down the bathtub and bathe on the stair. When I'd meet somebody, I'd say, "Goodbye, Joe." And when I was leaving, then I'd say, "Hello." And the greatest of men would be silly and lazy. So I would be king if the world was crazy.
So much harder to be honest with yourself at 20-something. Wish I knew what I'm becoming and felt the ground while I was on it. Hoping, waiting on a moment, not knowing if it's coming or it's going. What if my best days are the days I've left behind? And what if the rest stays the same for all my life? I'm running with my eyes closed, so it goes. You live and then you die. But the hardest pill to swallow is the meantime. Are the best days just the ones that we survive? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Days are the days I've left behind. And what if the rest stays the same for all my life? I'm running with my eyes closed, so it goes. You live and then you die. But the hardest pill to swallow is the meantime. Are the best days just the ones that we survive? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What if my best days are the days I've left behind? And what if the rest stays the same for all my life? What if the best days are the days I've left behind? What if the rest stays the same for all my life? Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bow by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I am from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
And bookish.
bookish
things.
I think us struggling to do it in sync has become part of the intro.
You can't in sync on Zoom. It doesn't work.
It worked on my end. Did it work on your end?
No.
Oh, it worked on my end.
That's true. We're here every week talking about books because we love them.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I hopefully won't be too tempted to read more of my book while everybody else.
Yeah, you better not while I'm talking.
I won't.
You better listen.
I won't. I won't read it. I mean, I won't listen. I'm kidding. Ooh, no.
What?
I'm gonna put this back here to resist temptation.
Yeah, out of reach. I'm in a tricky spot, speaking about loving books, where I set a reading goal every year. And at some point every year, I have to change it because I get close to reaching it too early in the year. But then in December, I like to reach the goal, but I want to reach it like way at the end of the month. And I'm currently one book away from reaching my goal for the year. So I'm trying to decide, do I extend it or do I...
You don't.
Don't.
How long is the book?
Well, I read a lot of picture books, so that's where it gets tricky.
I'm reading
picture books. I read graphic novels and I read novels.
I think you should extend it by like 2 books. What's your current goal?
600.
600? Wow. Our fetcher.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy. If you love picture books, it's easy to read a lot of books in a year. Just saying.
I would probably easily crush like 2,000 picture books a year, but my teachers and family like me challenge myself. I'm kidding. I like novels and good old-fashioned picture books. Really, novels are the old-fashioned ones. Neither of them are old-fashioned.
Some of them are.
Well, true. Some of them are very inaccurate. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, they're classics, but they're so... They could be very offensive now. It's annoying.
Yep.
Okay.
So, you have a book that you're dying...
You want to share first?
No, you had a book that you're dying to read and talk about. So I want to hear what it is.
Okay. So I am halfway through rereading this for like, I don't know, maybe the 10th time. I've only read it on ebook before. So it's really exciting to read the physical copy. And this book is done. And I know that nobody else other than Emily, who's on Zoom with me, can see it. It really is. The Wimpy Kid Movie Diary, How Greg Heffley Went Hollywood, now includes the new movie, Roderick Rules, by Jeff Kinney. How was that?
That was wonderful.
So, for the lovers of the Wimpy Kid series, this is great. Also, Jeff K just came out with the 16th book in the series, which I'm really excited about, because I'm a secret fan. It's not secret anymore.
Everyone knows.
I'm kidding. So yeah, the 16th book just came out and I'm really excited to read it. And they just came out with the animated movie and I'm like halfway through the animated movie. It's really good. I like both the real live action, which this one is about, and the animated movie. Not the animal. I can't talk today. The animated movie and the real live action one. Okay. So this is about how the Diary of Wimpy Kid books, the first 2 ones, got turned into movies, real live action ones. And this is really good. It has like 215 pages. And I'll read the description. Go behind the signs. I cannot talk today. Go behind the scenes with Jeff Kinney and the making of Diary of Wimpy Kid movie. If you've ever wondered how a movie gets made, you're not alone! Author and illustrator Jeff Kinney didn't know either, but when his best-selling series, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, was turned into a live-action movie by 20th Century Fox, he learned how a book gets adapted into a major motion picture. Complete with photographs, script pages, storyboard sketches, costume designs, and original art by Jeff Kinney. The Wimpy Kid Movie Diary is the perfect companion to the best-selling series. Dun, dun, dun!
Is that an appropriate use of dun, dun, dun?
No.
I don't don't think that made any sense, but I like it.
No. Dun dun. It's a perfect companion to the best-selling series. Dun dun dun. If I start randomly speaking gibberish like today, it's because my mouth won't let me speak right now for some reason.
Oh dear. Seem like you're doing all right.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. But if I do start shouting gibberish, tell
okay,
me.
Good to know.
Oh, wait. Emily, you tell me. Our radio listeners can't talk to me.
Yeah. Sadly. They'll just have to put up with it.
Oh, they're so... Oh, they're so starved at this beautiful... I'm kidding. They're so starved of me. I'm kidding. Obviously.
So I have a question because I've only read the first book in the Wimpy Kids series. So
the
I don't...
First, there were 16 books.
I know. I just read the first one, which I enjoyed.
17.
Yes, including that one. So I guess what I don't know is, does the Wimpy Kid series, does he age at all, the character, or is he always the same age?
The thing is, it's been worked on since, like, I don't know, 2004 or something, but he never ages, ever.
Kind of like the Simpsons. They all just stay what? The same age. The Simpsons TV show?
He just
show?
Stays the same age, same look, same everything, 24/7.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure, because otherwise he'd definitely be old by now, like at least a teenager.
Yeah. Well, he'd probably be older than that. If he is like 11 in 2004.
Maybe he's in college.
He'd be 28.
His first job.
You know, it's sort of offensive. At first, I was like, oh my gosh, how he depicts girls. It's so offensive. And I was 6 when I read the first book. So that's pretty sophisticated. I was like, ah, that's so offensive. And then I realized, like, it's sort of funny because this is supposed to be from the point of view of a 6th grade boy. And it's funny how far off it is. Like, in one of the books, they got into an argument over whether girls wear deodorant or not. It's, like, silly.
Do they?
Yes, it's silly. I think it's on one of the Layer books. I don't remember which one, but it's really silly.
Seems fun. I'm not sure if I'm going to read more of them. Maybe someday.
I dare you to read the whole series.
It's too much.
It's only 16 books.
But I did like the first one. I felt like I needed to read it because it's such a popular series and I wanted to know kind of what it was like.
Yeah, I was going to say it's such a popular series. You need to read all the books and keep up so that you can like make small talk like, hey, what's your favorite Diary of a Wimpy Kid book?
Which one is your favorite?
Probably Dog Days.
I think there's another question. Do you have to read them in order?
Yes. Well, technically not really, but I feel like when you read them out of order, I feel like in the first book, they sort of introduce everyone. From there, it's better to read them in order. When you look at it from retrospect, it's like it doesn't really make a difference, but when you read it, it actually really makes a big difference. So I'd recommend reading them in order.
Okay. Good to know if I ever decide to go on that journey.
Hey, do it! As my birthday present, will you read them?
You're always telling me that I have too many books on my to-read list and you're trying to add 15 to 16.
Yeah. Oh, so by the way, my birthday is in a few days, so get to work. I'm kidding. My birthday is in a few days. I just wanted you to read them earlier. My birthday is yes.
February.
Warmer.
March?
Colder.
Wait, but it is February, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I was not just warmer. I got the month. I'm not going to tell our radio listeners your birthday.
Right.
Can I cheat? I have it in my calendar.
You do? Oh, that's so sweet. Oh. So maybe if you invent a time machine or like someday the library like is already really successful, but imagine if like it became the only library that ever existed. So then you became like a Googleplexinaire.
Whoa.
So you could have enough money to invent a time machine and go in it or pay to go in the time machine. And so you could like go to the future with your calendar and then it'd be like the year, let's say like 121. And you'd be like, oh, it's George's birthday today. And then you'd be like, wait, where's Georgia?
Where's Georgia?
Wait, am I stuck here?
What if?
What if? You might be like that.
No, I'd bring you with me so we could celebrate in the future or in the past.
Woo-hoo! Now I'd get to see my grave. I'd be like, oh gosh. Or maybe I'd see that my sister outlived me by like 40,000 years.
A lot of years.
And she'll be like, oh, hey, girl, I missed you. Or no, she'd be like, sister, oh, hug, give me a hug. It'd be so cute. Though I admit that made me feel pretty bad that my sister took such good care of herself that she outlived me by 40,000 years.
Maybe the immortality syrup came up after your passing. So that's why she was able to live so long.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
I don't like the idea of people being immortal because everyone would become immortal if they invented that. And then our world would be overpopulated. And then just think of all the pollution. And then we'd destroy our earth. And then all of the population would be dead. Okay, back to you. Okay. What do you want to share?
I have a middle grade graphic novel that I have been reading that is very good so far. And I will read the description of it and then I'll talk about it a little bit. But it is called Manu and it's by Kelly Fernandez. And this is the description. Manu and her best friend Josefina live at a magical school for girls, and Manu is always getting into trouble. The headmistress believes that Manu has the potential to help people with her magic, but Manu would rather have fun than fall in line. One day, a prank goes seriously wrong, and Josefina wishes for Manu's magic to disappear, and it does. Manu uses a dangerous spell to restore it, but it makes her magic too powerful and nearly impossible to control. Great power comes at a cost, and it may be a price that Manu isn't able to pay. So It's really fun so far. I feel like it's set at a school where they learn magic, and it's run by nuns. And Manu was an orphan that was taken in by these nuns, these magic teaching nuns. And then eventually they invited other kids to come to the school, and that's where Manu and Josefina meet each other. And I feel like Manu at the start at least gives off kind of like a Pippi Longstocking vibe, where she's just kind of like having fun and doing things that are kind of like causing trouble, but they're like in good spirits or something. And Josefina's like the friend that's kind of like, you're going too far, like stop, but also having fun with it. But yeah, I find it really fun. I like the two friends and I like the artwork. That's, you know, full color.
Oh, wait, can comic. I see? Ooh, and can I see the cover? That looks so good. Maybe I'll stop by the library sometime and I can lend you a book.
We can swap.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, the opening, Manu goes out into the jungle and like creates like a mango and then brings it into class. And kind of disrupts the class flying in through the window as a creature. And then puts the mango on the teacher's desk. And then as the teacher starts doing their lesson, the mango gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it explodes all over everyone because it gets too big to fit in the classroom.
Oh.
And then everybody has to clean up the mess. And they're covered in sticky mango.
Is that the prank that goes too far?
Mm-hmm.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
Mango is my second favorite fruit, so I'd be fine with that. In fact, I'd love that. How many pages is this?
It's about 175 pages, but then there's some extra stuff like a sketchbook and like a character map and a map.
Oh, nice. I'd rate the Diary of Wimpy Kid movie diary ages 8 to 12, or really just the age of Diary of Wimpy Kid books, which is pretty much that. And then for rating, for how much I liked it, I'd probably rate it a 99 out of 100.
I'm not sure what I would rate this one yet. I'll have to see where it goes, but so far I really like it. And I'm not sure if it's a standalone or if there will be more.
What app do you use to edit this?
The radio show? I use an app called Hindenburg. It's not free, but I used to have a free version and then they stopped allowing it to be free, but I liked it enough that I just pay for it.
Procreate, which is my artiste app. I like to do drawing on paper. If radio listeners don't know, art is my number one passion. I don't want to be an artist when I grow up, but art is always my number one passion. Over marine biology, which I want to be when I grow up, and over baking, which is also what I want to be when I grow up. So over everything, art. Oh, not over family. But otherwise, art. So I'd recommend Procreate to listeners. And no, this is not paid promotion. I'm kidding. But it really isn't. I'm not paying that. Is it a paid promotion? Really not a paid promotion. So pretty much it's like you can do art, and I have an Apple Pen. So I like to do drawing on paper. It just really helps me. But if I'm going to do painting style art, I like to do Procreate. Well, usually I just like to go and get out the paints, but Procreate is really nice because right now I'm in the process of moving and it's really hard to like be able to do art other than drawing when moving. So Procreate is really nice because I can do that on the move.
Well, there's also on our website, we have an online resources section where we link to some free media making software that people could try out doing various
things. Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, and there's more than what we have listed there, but we just highlighted some of the ones that our Hack the Library digital media program instructors suggested.
I really like Clips. I use Clips to make my films.
I don't know what I use anymore because I don't make films anymore.
You might use iMovie. iMovie is the most common.
Well, the last time I tried iMovie, I didn't love it.
I like Clips the most.
Yeah, I tried out. There's one that was suggested on that list that I mentioned for video editing that I used once and liked. But then when I tried to use it again, I don't know if something had changed or if I was just having trouble based on the kinds of files that I had. But that one was called DaVinci Resolve, which is a video editing program. It worked well the first time, but I don't have much use for video making right now. Need time before I can do that.
Like my mustache?
I do like your mustache. It's very golden, little putty mustache.
Dun dun!
It's over, the stash. But what also is over is our radio show for the day.
Oh.
But we hope everyone listening has a great week, filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
Until then,
happy
reading. Did it work on your end?
No.
Have a great week, radio listeners. See you next week. Love isn't cruel.
My name is Rip Van Wagner from the lovely village of Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA, Catskill and More, 90.7 FM.
WGXC welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXC, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXC and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXC. 518-291-9492.
Wait a minute, this love started off so tender, so sweet. But now she got me.
Smoke it out the window. Must have spent 35, 45 thousand up in Tiffany's.
Oh no.
Got a bad kids running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Whoa, whoa.
Put me in the jam with an X-Men in the UFC. Can't believe it.
Can't believe it.
I'm in disbelief.
This got me paying a rent, paying for trips, diamonds on the neck, diamonds on the wrist. And here I am all alone.
I'm so cold.
She was gripping on me tight.